I want to know something more. Because in this transformation of consciousness, your understanding is relatively unimportant. The little that you need to understand, you've understood already. I just pointed to it. You simply see the madness. Beyond that, what emerges, that state of consciousness that is emerging, you cannot really understand or figure out through the mind what that presence is. What do you mean by presence? Because that is a state of consciousness that is not based on content. The presence is, as I sometimes describe it, a spaciousness, a sense of space that surrounds whatever content there is in your life. Thoughts, emotions, sense perceptions or experiences, even sitting here and listening. The truth is not in the words. The words only point. So don't accumulate the words. You can't take the truth home with you, nor do you need to, because you are the truth. So the words only point to that spaciousness that is inside you. In that spaciousness, and so you, that spaciousness you bring to every sense perception. That spaciousness is there, you don't really bring it, you realize it's already there. For example, when you look at something, let's say it's the flowers, when you look at something and there's no mental noise around it, there's simply this perception of that. I recommend that practice highly, to look at a flower in the state of such alertness, relaxed alertness, that you don't need to label it in any way. The first thing you notice when you do that is how still a flower is. And I'm sure you never noticed that before when you looked at it through the mind. The mind has no knowledge of stillness. The mind is noise. So when you look at a flower, an amazing thing happens. The first thing you feel, of course you see the beauty, there's the color, and there's the light shining through the petals. It's very beautiful. But you notice more than that. You notice that it is very still. And anything in nature, you suddenly notice that there is an essence beyond that which you see. It lives in a state of deep stillness. And when you notice that, what does that mean when I say now you notice that? It means at that moment, that deep stillness is there in you when you notice it in a flower, that a flower lives in that state. The noticing it is the arising in you of that state of stillness. And that is a state of great sacredness and aliveness and beauty, but deeper than the beauty of form. It is the formless that arises in you, the formless consciousness. So that is what I mean when I use the word spaciousness. Perhaps you didn't quite know what I meant. So we are gradually getting there. I'm giving you a few more pointers to what that means. There's a wake-up call. Nature here is so alive. All plants that have good karma come to California. And there's such profusion of plant life here. So anything to truly... A flower, a plant could be... You wouldn't need any more spiritual teachers. Any flower could be your teacher, and you wouldn't need any other teacher if you can truly be with a flower and be alert and watch. So the intelligence that created that flower and that beauty operates in complete stillness. It doesn't need noise. It doesn't need to have a committee meeting to find out how we can create a beautiful flower. Let's discuss it. Let's feed the information into the computer and let's talk about that and let's break it up into little mathematical formulae. And let's create a beautiful, something incredibly beautiful. Let's bring the most intelligent minds here on the planet and let's create something incredibly beautiful. And after a lot of noise making, they would never be able to create something like that. And it's so the greater intelligence operates without noise. Only the human mind is an aspect of the vast intelligence, a tiny aspect that is noisy. And that's fine too if you're not seeking yourself in the noise. If you're seeking yourself in the mental noise, it's torture, it's a prison, it's awful. Otherwise, okay, the mind is a particular expression of intelligence and it is noisy. There's no problem there. And that's not who you are. It operates in you, no problem. You need it for certain things. It's helpful. For many, many things, you need the mind, except for knowing who you are. Except for the most important thing in your life. For everything else, it's fine.